It's the anointing that breaks the yoke, saith the Spirit of grace. The flesh profiteth nothing, saith the Spirit of grace. More determination, more willpower, more being adamant about getting it done, or convincing others in your life to get it done, or to do for you, or to move this, or to move that, is not the authority that I gave you. For my authority comes up from a place of the Spirit. I gave Adam from the very beginning that authority to tend to the garden. Before the fall, his authority came out of the spirit man that was in total unison with his physical body and his soul. And after the fall, I came with a renewing spirit, a spirit that was created like unto the first. I brought forth the final Adam to renew you and even beyond, because that one, that last Adam, became a quickening spirit. And it's out of that spirit that all life proceeds. And it's out of that spirit that all the abundance of life proceeds to your life, Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. For I am patient and long-suffering to teach you this. But when you move out of the flesh, then you move out of the emotions in your own life to get things done on a daily basis. Even mundane things and things that you would think of as in natural things, as in jobs and work and employment and in going about. I did not give you this spirit to move out of the flesh. For all authority comes out of that spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. Learn this place of authority, because you must understand this and judge yourself when frustrations come and anger comes and a sense of having to make it happen comes. It's not that authority that I gave you that you're moving out of. But if you'll move out of that authority and speak the end result and believe that my spirit and my angels and everything that heaven employs will go in front of you and surround your words with authority and power, then the things that you place your hand to will be accomplished in such a perfect standing of grace and authority that even when you're adamant about something and adamant about getting something done or having something accomplished, it will not be through frustration. It will not be through an attitude that pushes yourself or pushes others. Submit to this authority in all things. It begins first in the spirit and then exudes itself into all places in life. I've called you for an outpouring. I've called you for a place where men look at your lives and say, there is a group that does not walk like we walk. There is a group who, when they speak something, it comes to pass. It follows them, much of the signs and wonders that others will see will not just be the miraculous healings, but it'll be watching your life, which will be a sign and a wonder to them that how you maneuver in life and how that you get things done. They'll have to testify that there must be an outside supernatural helper or source that helps you accomplish what others cannot accomplish, saith the Spirit of grace. Molakeres elekereste, bedekoros elekereste die. But a kiss yet, yea, kings and priests, I've called you to be. Yes, you'll lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. And that's part of the great outpouring. But part and much of the great outpouring is walking in a place where the anointing surrounds you, that it breaks all yokes. Your yoke that the enemy would fasten your life to with negative confessions and negative thoughts and a downward spiral is broken by my presence and staying in my presence. That yoke is broken. As my word describes it, positionally, then in experience, it's broken for you as you tarry in my presence, saith the Spirit of grace. But it's not meant that freedom that comes by that yoke being continually broken over your life and in your life is meant to be experienced. Let others be part of your communion. Serve communion to others, not just with the breaking of bread and of the juice or the fruit of the vine, but let them take communion of your life, imparting to them as they watch you in observance that your life is a life of freedom and peace. And what you say comes to pass in authority because you move out of a place of authority, saith the Spirit of grace. In part, oh, I've called you to go from house to house, from place to place. When you enter a room, it should light up. When you enter a place, no matter what the chaos, do not become part of the chaos. Do not become part of the confusion. Know this, that you have an answer for everything, saith the Spirit of grace. Even when you do not believe in your natural mind that you have an answer, you have an answer for everything inside of you, because the one that created all things dwells inside of you. Be a problem solver everywhere you go. Walk into chaotic situations and solve it with an anointing that breaks the yoke. You have one of two choices to make. The first will always be that of the senses. Every situation cries out to employ your natural senses. Every part of your day and every part of any situation and circumstance that you come into with others in this life, the first answer or the first employment will be to come at your senses and employ your natural senses. I'm testifying to you as the Spirit of truth. Divert yourself. Step back from the natural. Go into the Spirit and realize that you're first my son, my daughter, empowered with answers, empowered with grace, empowered even just to stand in chaotic situations and exude an anointing that breaks the yoke, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I've called you to be super people in a world that is spiraling down every minute. I've called you to be those with answers and those with an anointing, saith the Spirit of grace. It's what's inside of you, not what's on the outside or what you know in your mind, that will control your future. Tend to this garden. Go everywhere speaking and sowing seeds of life, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And if you have an answer to your brother, fellow Christian, or to the world that is out of the soul and out of unmeditated places, be quick to repent. Change your words and speak life. Let every part of your garden be growing seeds of life, prosperity in your body and prosperity to your souls and prosperity to your finances and prosperity to your children coming in. people being born again, lives being changed. Yes, sir. Worship you, Jesus. There's no place for jesting that's contrary to the confession of the things that you're desiring to take place, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Even foolish jesting will negate your healing. It will negate great breakthroughs in the financial realm. And it'll negate or hold back, abate for seasons, the miracles that you desire in your own personal life. Watch your words and watch your confessions. Be light, be happy, enjoy life. But when I convict you about words that are not seasoned with salt, then be quick to repent. Have them erased in heaven, that they do not stand as a memorial against you, your continual confession. And walk in truth. Walk circumspectly in truth. And the power of my words, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm lining you up like never before because of the cries of your heart. There's a joy coming on the church. There's a joy like you've never known, and an ecstaticness like you've never known that's coming. But it'll be coming as a result as you line yourself up with me in my word. Don't be rebellious in any place. Hearken in every place. And I'll give you space to grow. I'll give you time to grow. I'm not jerking you up, but I'm growing you up. But I expect you to be in a continual place of growth, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm very patient, very patient. Hallelujah, Jesus.